Dreamscape Audio presents Murder on the Hour by Elizabeth Duncan. Narrated by Anne Flosnick. 1.
What's everyone looking at? Asked Evelyn Lloyd as she and her friend Florence Semble picked their way across the cobblestones of the Llanelyn town square. They joined the small crowd gathered in front of the newsagents, and as a blonde woman in a bright green spring cloth coat backed away, Mrs. Lloyd was able to get close enough to read the poster in the window.
"Oh, my word," she said, turning to Florence. "Antiques Cymru is coming to town. It says they'll be doing appraisals and filming the television show right here in Llanelyn. Saturday, May 9th. It's to be held up at Teabreath Hall. How exciting! Now let me think. There must be something of value in all those old things Arthur's auntie left us."
She touched Florence lightly on the arm.
A set of best china. That's got to be worth a bob or two. 12 of everything, including what she called fruit nappies. Fruit nappies. Nowadays nobody would call those little balls nappies, that's for sure. And who'd have 12 people for dinner these days? Or in her day, for that matter. I doubt she even knew 12 people, and she's the one who owned the china.
Well, it's not until May, so you've got a couple of months to think about it, Florence replied. We'll have a good poke round the attic, and you might find something better between now and then that would be worth bringing in for an evaluation. She reached into her handbag for a pen and a little notebook in which she kept a running to-do list. Put Antiques Cymru in diary and order tickets, she scribbled. A smaller regional version of a national television programme, Antiques Cymru travelled exclusively throughout Wales, filming in...